Who runs Unison? Lay members or the paid officials? Socialist Party members in Unison. The victory of the left in Unison's National Executive Council, NEC, elections in June, was a major breakthrough that could transform the largest public sector union in Britain and re-energize the whole working class movement. Public sector workers have faced the brunt of austerity. Rather than mobilize the membership in campaigns to defend members' jobs, pay, terms and conditions, under the previous right-wing leadership, Unison adopted a risk-averse strategy that attempted to dampen down the aspirations of members to fight through using legalese. It is now vital that the new NEC gets to grips with starting the fight to democratize Unison, so that members can debate the key workplace and political issues facing them, including national action to beat the pay freeze. On the 6th of October, battle lines were drawn between the new NEC on the one hand and the Starmerite right wing and unelected officials on the other. The elected lay leadership of the union presented 6 resolutions to make decision-making more transparent, make the General Secretary and Head of Legal Services more accountable to the NEC, and begin to address the democratic rights of members facing disciplinary action. Before the meeting started, however, legal advice was issued to all members of the NEC, asserting that the resolutions could not be discussed, and that individuals who did support them would be responsible for any legal action taken, up to and including the High Court, against these new measures. However, this scare tactic to prevent the resolutions being debated failed, and they were subsequently all passed in the face of fierce opposition from the right-wing NEC members and the paid officials, including the General Secretary. The Socialist Party supported these measures to democratize the functioning of the NEC. However, this debate cannot be kept within the confines of the NEC, and cannot be divorced from the key issues affecting members. Blairite right-wing. When Jeremy Corbyn won the leadership of the Labour Party in 2015, the Blairite right-wing, who had invested years into transforming Labour into a party safe for capitalism, embarked on a ferocious campaign to drive out Corbyn and the anti-austerity policies he stood for. The Blairite Starmerite right-wing at the top of Unison have made it clear that they will take the same approach to the new NEC. Immediately following the meeting, an unsigned email was sent to some branches, stating that the NEC had adopted new rules which were unlawful. An emergency resolution condemning the NEC was presented to the Cymru/Wales Unison Regional Council the very next day, see article socialistparty.org.uk. This is a battle about who runs the union, and in whose interests, paid officials acting to keep the union on a right-wing partnership track, leaning on the bosses, and in alliance with the Starmerite leadership of the Labour Party, or the members, with the ability to debate, and enact a fighting approach. The battle must be fought by the left with as much determination as the right. That means taking the argument into the membership. It means striving to establish an open, democratic broad left in the union, that encompasses all the organized forces that want to fight the right wing, including the Socialist Party, and aims to draw in as many members as possible who want to campaign for a fighting, democratic union. That cannot mean confining the discussion only to those who currently ally themselves with the majority grouping on the NEC, the Time for Real Change group. And crucially, it means the left on the NEC have to fight on the concrete issues that affect members, otherwise members won't see why the democratic changes matter. At the October meeting, the NEC were not able to make decisions that could have a real impact on members. This was mainly a result of the threats, intimidation and filibustering tactics the right wing used to prevent the resolutions being debated or passed. However, it was left to Socialist Party members to even try to get these issues discussed. Socialist Party members called for a referral to the Health Service Group executive to reconsider the decision to go to a second consultative NHS pay ballot, and instead to move to a full strike ballot alongside local government. Again, it was Socialist Party members who raised criticism of the support given by the Unison delegates at Labour Party conference to Starmer's definitive break with Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity leadership, calling for the NEC to publish a statement opposing the General Secretary's claim that the Labour Party was now moving in the right direction. But in all these vital issues, which reveal to a broader audience what the real agenda of the right wing is, Socialist Party members were unfortunately not backed up by the rest of the left. Such an approach will not win the battle now underway for the future of the union.